Proclamation number 7391 of 18th of August, 1959. Law of the Eternal Order. Embedded light beings. A law has been given to you that you should move in divine order during your earthly life. If you comply with this law, then eternal beatitude is also guaranteed to you. Then you will end your earthly life as divinely shaped beings. For to comply with the divine order means nothing else than to shape the being into love, which is the sign of divinity, thus creating beings which are equal to God. This was God's aim in the creation of his beings, which certainly emerged from him in highest perfection but nevertheless first had to acquire the highest degree of perfection, which had to shape themselves into gods if they were to reach the aim which God had set for everything created by him. For one thing was necessary for the beings to be able to use their free will, which could just as well strive for the opposite, which could tempt them to fall into the deepest depths, which is what happened to a large part of the created original spirits. They had to have complete freedom as to where they directed their will. The fact that they directed it wrongly does not make it impossible to reach the lost aim, the divinization of the being. But then the highest degree of perfection has been reached by the being itself. The highest angelic beings have not yet reached this degree of perfection, although they are still as they came forth from the hand of their Creator. But they still stand in dependence on God's will, which they certainly freely fulfill and thereby prove their perfection. Nevertheless, the path through the abyss is necessary, and therefore such angelic beings also once take the path as a human being across earth for the purpose of a mission which, however, is extremely difficult and sorrowful, 18th of the 8th, 1959, and which will also rarely just proceed to the end like other people's earthly path but always has special characteristics, such as unusual suffering or strokes of fate which hardly seem bearable for others. However, such a walk across the earth is of utmost importance for the development of the being, for the highest degree of perfection can be reached through it, which precisely requires a walk across this earth. The souls of light admittedly no longer have a long way to go until their perfection, but nevertheless they have to walk the path unconsciously of their nature. And since they feel like every other human being, they often carry an inconceivably heavy burden of their lot, which they nevertheless take upon themselves fully consciously when the earthly path is placed before their eyes before embodiment. For they know about the aim of attaining childship to God, they know about the highest degree of perfection which they must strive for and attain of their own free will because it cannot be given to them. The fact that a being fails during its earthly life is prevented by the beings of light who constantly watch over and ward off the evil forces which want to try their hand at that person. Moreover, their desire for God is particularly strong, which admittedly also results in particularly strong temptations, for that would be their greatest triumph. To bring a pure angelic spirit to fall during earthly life. But the strength of love is likewise particularly strong in such a person, and this will be able to resist every such temptation without becoming a victim of the dark world. For he, too, will be able to draw strength from Jesus Christ and always resist. Because the bond between a spirit of light and Jesus Christ does not cease even when the former, embodied as a human being, has put on the earthly garment. The soul is strong and maintains the bond with him, who likewise walked across the earth in order to reach the final aim of deification. And this bond protects him from the depth, which would certainly be possible without Jesus Christ and his strength, because the temptations are also exceedingly strong which the prince of the underworld prepares for such an embittered soul. But all his efforts are in vain, for Jesus Christ will not allow a brother from the kingdom of light to fall into his hands. And for the most part the earthly course will end with the highest aim, the union with God, and only in rare cases can a delay occur but still not reduce the abundance of light which such a soul brings with it to earth at the beginning. But then the soul is free at any time to repeat its earthly progress once more, yet this will only ever happen for the purpose of a mission, and an abundance of suffering will always be its fate on earth. Amen.